Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We're here to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them for telling future generations about God and His Word. We have a very special guest with us this morning, and that is Edwin Juma. Edwin, thank you for coming back and to be on the program of Telling Future Generations. We're so glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Now, you are the Director of Education for CEF of Kenya. You are a Child Evangelism Fellowship, a fellow missionaries, we're colleagues, and you're my brother in the Lord, but instead of serving here, you serve over there in Kenya.
Yes, I do.
So tell us about yourself and like maybe some more information about your background and how you end up becoming the Director of Education.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for the Lord because when the Lord saved me, He called me to serve Him. But I never knew that I would one day become a director. Even using that word director sometimes really makes me feel humbled because it's a big word. But God had prepared that in store for me for a long, long time because immediately I did a training with CEF, which we call Leadership Training Institute, and I did a course on how to train others. I was just excited about training, and so I started teaching people and training people to teach children because I knew that that will result into multiplication process. I knew I could only reach a number of children, but if I train others, then there will be really a great number of many more people reaching children. And I think people were noticing my gifts in training and teaching, so there are people who came alongside to encourage me. One of them was Kathy Glekler, who kept on telling me, I think you can make it, and just encouraged me to do more trainings to raise my level in doing the training processes.
Yes.
And then she challenged me, invited me to a Leadership Training Institute to teach there, and I'm like, that was a big job. Having many of these people from different countries coming and being trained in our country, and I'm one of the trainers. But I said, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll be willing to come and give it a try. And I came for the first time, and they were impressed, and so I was invited. And finally, I became one of the instructors that almost train every time we
instructors
have
instructors and teachers.
CMI.
But you've been doing this for a while. I mean, this is 17 years, is that correct, that you've been serving? Is that 17 years you've been serving as the Director of Education, overseeing all the training ministries of Kenya? Or have you just gotten that position recently? Or how did you said you began in 17 years ago?
Yes, I began serving CEF with CEF 17 years ago.
Okay.
But when I was serving in a small branch, what I think you call here?
Local chapter.
And I was assigned even right then to be in charge of training in that local chapter. And so I was a training in that local chapter. Then after a few years, 5 years of my working in that local chapter, I was invited to work at the national office. And interestingly, I was invited to work in the literature department, which was in charge of making sure that people have literature that they used to teach children with, but also for training programs that we were having in Kenya. Whereas I was doing literature, most of my time was spent in training. And so I think I did that for about another 3 or so years, and then I was asked to be in charge of training for the whole country.
Okay.
First of all, stand in charge for someone who was going to school, and then afterwards, then I was asked to take that position fully.
For Child Evangelism Fellowship.
And so for now.
And just to give our listeners an idea that in our previous programs, we talked about that there's 56 full-time workers that serve with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And just last year, CEF of Kenya reached 1.2 million children with the gospel with 56 full-time workers plus plus many hundreds of volunteers, committed volunteers,
exactly,
who are going into those schools, and all of those need to be equipped. They need to be trained,
mm-hmm,
which is what Telling Future Generations is all about. We can't do it all by ourselves, so there's too many.
It's true.
It's like an ocean full of children in every country, in every, mm-hmm, community, in every city, in every place, and one person cannot do it all.
Yeah.
So that the training is very important, and I'm so glad that the Lord has gifted you in that area. Can you share with our listeners the different training programs available that CF of Kenya has for its volunteers and also to train and equip its staff people? Can you share with us about the different programs of training?
Yes, we do have several different programs. One of the programs we call Christian Youth in Action.
For the high school students.
For the high school students. In fact, we take the ages between 14 to 19. Sometimes even some who have started college but still can come.
Okay.
And so we train them. They come to our training camp for 10 days. The first 5 days, basically vigorous training on how to teach children. And then the last 5 days, apart from just training classes, they are going out and teaching 5-day club program with the children in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the trainings. The other training that we have is what we call seminars, church related seminars
in the churches,
in the churches,
for the churches,
for the churches,
yes.
And so mainly the churches will call us to go and train their teachers, and sometimes it will be a denomination or sometimes it will be several denominations coming together.
Now in Kenya, in our country, for example, as not very many people who teach Sunday school or children's church, they just kind of get into it, or they kind of like, here's a book, here's your curriculum, go, here's your class, have fun. But a lot of times, most Sunday school people that work with children, they actually, mm-hmm, haven't had a formal training. And so is that the same in Kenya, or do most people in CF in Kenya, they actually have training before they start teaching in their church?
I think it is in both ways. There are some churches that will say that they will recruit teachers, and before the teachers will start teaching children, they want us to train them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. Sometimes there are teachers that already just came in and they were interested in children and they started teaching children without any training. Actually, that's how I started, teaching children without any training.
So that's typical that happens,
yes,
in your country.
Yes. Then later on, the pastor will just feel that there's need of training to make the teachers better in what they're doing and delivering.
Do you find the people, when they come to one of those super seminars for the local churches, that they really appreciate? They're like, wow, I wish I'd have known this before. I never knew how to lead a child to Christ, or I never knew how to really teach a Bible lesson before. I was just teaching Bible stories. Or have you seen that kind of a reaction with the people?
I think that's a comment we hear almost every time we do a training. I've never done a training and not hear someone saying, I wish I knew this before. I've been teaching children, but I didn't know how to present the gospel clearly, and this is just a great eye-opener. People saying like, wow, the training was great. It just helped me know how to teach children more effectively. Children has not been listening to me or discipline my class, but now I know how to have class management. I know how to teach a memory verse using the methods that we train them, which we call IPEA method, where they will be able to, you know, introduce the verse, present it, reading it from the Bible, explain it, and make sure that they apply it to the lives of the children and have a fun way of repeating it. And they will like, wow, this is what I think I've been needing all the rest of the times, mm-hmm, that I've been teaching. So we always, always hear that comment that they needed that.
So our listeners that are listening to this program, would you recommend, if they've never had a class, a training class, and they work with children or they're a parent or a grandparent and how to teach their own children, would you recommend that they would take a CEF training class?
Wow. I don't know whether there's any better training in the world. I not just because I work with CEF, but CEF training just opens your eye in a great, great way. Not just for teaching even church alone, even for dealing with your own children at home.
So I would recommend
this for every person, every parent, every grandmother, grandfather, anyone who thinks that they have children that come along their way that they can minister to, I recommend they do a CF training.
Mm, amen.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're a very busy guy, being the director of education, 56 full-time workers, all the training classes, all the training levels for the churches and for all the staff and the different levels and that they need for their training, equipping them. Do you have time for a family, or what do you do in your spare time?
I have to jog around my program and make sure that I plan time for my family, because I'm married to my wife called Florence, and we have three children.
Now, how long have you been married?
This is our 12th year of marriage. Mm-hmm. And we have three children, so I have to make sure that I still have time for them. So it's just working on my program to make sure that I don't, you know, overwork myself in doing what would be called God's ministry, yet forget my own family, because I believe that's where it starts. Start with my family, then I can reach other people out there. However much I do it out there, if my family is not taken care of, then I think that would not be really good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, you told me an interesting story about, we talked about another program, how you can, that CF of Kenya workers can go into the school. And can you share with our listeners about just the open door that you have there in the public schools and the hunger that the children have for the gospel?
Wow. Children really need the gospel, and they're really excited when they see any teacher coming to their school, because we can go to school during school time, and the principal give us permission to reach children in their school, either the whole school or different classes. And I remember this situation where sometimes when the children see us coming, they start saying louder. In Swahili, they say, "Mwalimu wa Bible Club amekuja," which just basically means teacher, the teacher for the Bible Club has come. And it's like they are singing and dancing and shouting that, and they are running into the meeting place because they're just waiting, wanting to hear and just get the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
I was teaching in another school as well that, you know, have children meet in their different groups according to their religions and according to what they believe in. Muslims meeting separately, Catholics meeting separately, and Protestants meeting separately. And I was teaching the Protestant group. But the first day I had the Protestant group, the second day my number increased, and I was like, what happened? Where did all these other children come from? I didn't realize children from the Catholic class and the Muslim class were coming to my class, because those who were in my class the previous day had gone and told them how exciting it was and how interesting it was, and they wanted to come and get the feel of it. So they came, and the next day the number kept on increasing. And the imam came and said, "Are you stealing my children? Why are my children running from my class?" I said, "I don't know, because I don't know how many children are here."
Now, you said not mom, imam of the Muslim,
the Muslim
faith.
So, yes,
okay, the imam.
Yes, and I told them, just seeing the number increasing, but I don't know why. So the children were there because they were just wanting to hear the gospel, and the teaching was just so interesting, and they were enjoying it so much, you know. So there's a lot of hunger for the gospel for children in Kenya. Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do. And do you have any regrets of giving your life in these past 17 years? And I mean, do you see yourself working and serving the Lord until the Lord comes back? And I mean, is it worth it?
I mean, I don't think I've ever done anything that gives me satisfaction and fulfillment like what I'm doing now. And so, as I said the first day, that Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. And just use my life for your glory. That's still the same today. And just allowing him to lead me and guide me his own way.
Well, thank you again, Edwin. We're so glad that you were here on our program today, and we look forward to you being with us again next week as we compare the ministry of CF of Kenya and here in Illinois as far as the children, their response to the gospel. Telling Future Generations is all about igniting God's people with a passion and equipping them for telling the future generations. Psalm 78 says that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, that they might set their hope in God. And that's what Telling Future Generations is all about.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.